From NPR News, it's day to day. Deaths now that haven't attracted enormous media attention. In Massachusetts, six fishermen have died in recent weeks when their boats were lost at sea. Some locals blame federal regulations. They say limits on fishing days force captains to take more risks now. Shannon Mullen has the story.
About 2 weeks ago, Captain Sean Codfish Cohn steered his 52-foot commercial fishing boat Lady Luck out of his home port and headed for the coast of Maine. The 24-year-old was going to catch shrimp because shrimping wouldn't count against his days at sea. That's the number of days boats are allowed to go after scarce groundfish like haddock and cod. Something went wrong on the trip home. The Lady Luck disappeared, and Cohn and his 21-year-old crewmate were lost at sea.
Good morning, folks.
About 1,000 people came to Cohn's memorial service. Fisherman Jim Ford was Cohn's close friend.
He wouldn't have been up in Maine shrimping if we didn't have the regulations that we had. He'd be down here ground fishing with us.
Ford says fishermen are used to adapting to regulations because they know fish docks have to be rebuilt. But he says the latest rule goes too far, limiting them to 24 days at sea on some of the most fertile fishing grounds.
Nobody can make a living on 24 days, especially with the regulations we have on the amount of fish we can catch.
Making money despite the rules has challenged a lot of captains. Some brave dangerous conditions to fish outside restricted zones in the winter when fish prices go up, and they've died doing it. Others look for safer options. Gloucester fisherman Russell Sherman gets paid to help the government count codfish. It helps with the bills, but Sherman says days at sea restrictions cause more than just money problems.
It's broken families up. I've had my problems over it. Some deep feelings of aggression and entrapment, really, I'll tell you the truth. But it's a way of life that I've fallen into and wouldn't trade for the world.
But he might have to, says State Senator Bruce Tarr. He and other lawmakers want the government to make an economic disaster declaration for the Massachusetts fishing industry.
Fishing either becomes a part-time job or it becomes a hobby, but it's certainly not a living anymore.
Tarr cites a December report by a state-funded fishing research group that found major industry job losses since the Days at Sea rules took effect in the mid-90s. Researchers also polled fishermen and concluded that they take more risks because of those rules. The state could use federal aid to compensate captains for lost fishing days and help preserve services on shore that support the industry. Tarr is requesting at least $12 million.
We're asking right now because, frankly, with all of the minds that we have at the table, we can't find an immediate way out of this problem.
Congress has already sent tens of millions of dollars in economic relief funds to Massachusetts fishing communities to offset the impact of federal rules. And Terry Frady of the National Marine Fisheries Service says the regulations have made a difference.
What we have done in recent years trying to rebuild groundfish stocks, we do have some successes. We are making progress.
The Coast Guard is investigating what caused the Lady Luck to sink and the loss of another boat just 6 days earlier. Frady says her agency will review the Coast Guard's findings.
And if there are things within the rules that we think we could change to reduce the perception that some people have that rules are causing people to engage in unsafe activities, we certainly would do that and have done so in the past. But again, ultimately, the responsibility for safety at sea lies with the vessels and with the vessel operators.
Fishermen and their advocates say federal aid would help prevent more accidents. But the approval process is long, and the fishermen have to make a living while they can. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen. Thank you.